Hi, hello, good afternoon. My name is Walter. I'm calling from the Georgia Opinion Surveys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Fantastic. Sir, I'm conducting, which is a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about the issues facing, which is your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
You asking me about what now?
Okay, no worries. I will start with, what is the year of your birth?
I mean, what do you want?
Will you help us out with the survey?
What kind of survey?
I represent, which is the Georgia Opinion Survey. It's about issues facing, which is your community and the nation.
Yeah, I'm all right. Go ahead. I didn't say what you're asking.
All right. To begin with, may I have your birthday, please?
January 31st, 51.
51. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And what is your race? White, black, American, Asian,
black.
Pacific, black. Okay. Perfect. And when it comes into politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Awesome. Now, do you learn more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat
Probably
Party?
Democrat.
Democrat? Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, high school, graduate, diploma, some college, but no degree, associate degree, bachelor degree, master degree, or professional? Master?
Some college. Some college, no degree.
And next, are some questions about how you think are going, you know, in your community and the country. Well, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Perfect. And do you approve or disapprove, which is of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? And you will say if you're strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove? Strongly approve.
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat
approve.
Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions on each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any of numbers from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of a person group, tell us that as well. Now, we'll start with Kamala Harris. What do you think about Kamala Harris? What do you feel about Kamala Harris?
She's okay.
You will give them a 5 and 0 to 10, or a 9 or 10 or a 1 or 2? 0 to 10, how much?
About a 7.
A 7. What do you think of Donald Trump? A number, 0 to 10.
1.
One. What do you think about Joe Biden? 0 to 10?
About 7 or 8.
8. Okay. What do you think about Brian Kemp? 0 to 10.
Kemp. Oh, he's
10.
About a 6.
He's about 6. A 6. 6. What do you feel about Democrats in Congress? 0 to 10.
7.
A 7. What about Fannie Willis? What do you feel about Fannie Willis?
10.
A 10. Wow. What do you feel about Cornel West?
Who?
Cornel West.
Cornel West.
Yes. You never heard about him? You don't know?
No, I don't know. New York.
No worries. Now,
no
matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. 0 to 10?
Out of 5.
A 5. Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on the issues that matter the most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community. A5. Now, how will you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it is much more powerful, somewhat powerful, there's no difference, somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful?
How about the same?
The same?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we know that it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, and 5 means that there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means that you're definitely, well, will vote in 2024. 0 to 10?
About 2.
A 2. Now, will you say that care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024? A great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not?
A little bit.
A little bit. Now, if in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Yeah, I don't,
who
I don't know.
Joe Biden, you don't know?
Yeah, I know it wouldn't be Trump.
Not decided yet. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
That's about the same.
About the same. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the opposite, which is it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. I'll start by the inflation or cost of living, 0 to 10. 0 means definitely should not, and 10 means that definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. Inflation or cost of living, 0 to 10.
Yeah, it's 10.
It's a 10. What do you think about the criminal justice reform? Do you think it's something that Democrats will consider as a top priority, or definitely not?
Yeah, it should be a priority.
Not?
7.
A 7. 0 to 10 for gun control. What do you think about gun control?
8. Should be a priority, top priority.
What about crime and violence? What do you think about crime and violence, 0 to 10?
Yeah. 8.
8 for the Democrats' top priority? Okay. Well, what about the environmental justice, 0 to 10?
The what?
The environmental justice.
Environmental justice.
Yes, the environmental
justice. Yeah, that's 8. At 8.
At 8. What do you think about voting rights?
What do I think about them?
Yes, in a scale of 0 to 10, do you think it's voting rights for the Democrats is a priority, or do you think it is not?
It should be 7.
A 7. Perfect. Now, we are around 50% out of the survey, so I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities, and to improve your community, and 0 means all the opposite, right? So I'm going to, it's basically kind of the same, but it's backwards. So inflation of cost of living, do you think it's definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities, or it has been in a scale of 0 to 10? Inflation of cost of living. What do you think? It's 0 to 10. Do you think it has been one of the top priorities, or not?
It has been, but they ain't done too good at it. I mean, it's 7.
It's 7. You know, what do you think about criminal justice reform?
7.
What about gun control?
7.
Crime and violence?
7.
Environmental justice and voting rights?
6.
Okay, excellent. We're 63%, and I'm going to read you a list of laws that divided administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years for each law. Now, please tell me if it has impacted, which is your life, a great deal or a fair amount, not that much or not at all. And I'll start with the following, which is in a proclamation of, granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana. President Biden pardoned, which is all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession, and urged governors...
It ain't affected me none. It ain't had affected me nothing. None.
None. So you think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all? Never heard about it. Not at all?
So what now?
Do you think it's a great deal or not at all?
Nah, it ain't no great deal.
Okay, and what do you think about the strategy, the counter-domestic terrorism directed at the Department of Homeland Security to allocate 77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure, which is a white super masist, don't work for federal, state, and local police departments? So do you think that's a great deal? It's great, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all? Or if you have never heard about it?
Fair amount.
It's a fair amount. What do you think about the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act? Provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. Do you think that it's a great deal? It's a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
Fair amount.
Fair amount. Excellent. Now, we're 69% complete. We're almost done. So now I'm going to read you some reasons that the back voters have said are convincing reasons to support, which is dividing Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each one reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reasons to vote in November. So you can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? Now, I will start with President Biden's administration has accomplished, which is a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help, which is our community. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care unsecure while hospitals continue to close in our communities. Is it a time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies? 0 to 10. It is a 0 means not at all convincing, and 10 means which is extremely convincing. What do you think about this? 0 to 10.
8. 8?
Okay, perfect. Now, the second one, it says that the black Georgians have which is the power to determine, which is our features by electing, which is who represents us in government. When it comes to electing, which is our next president in 2024, we have which is a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy, which is our freedom, to secede? The choice is clear. This is our, which is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. Now it is up to us to decide our future. Now 0 to 10, do you think this is something which is not at all convincing, or 10, which is extremely convincing? What do you think?
Yeah, 8. 8?
Okay, perfect. Now, we're at 72%. We're almost done. But sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. I'd like to ask you this, though. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please write the amount of power you feel. When a 0... to 10, 0 means that your vote has no power, and 10 means the opposite, which you do have power to make changes, right? 0 to 10, how do you feel?
You said 0 to 10, 10 is high.
Yeah, 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes, on each side.
5.
Neutral. Alrighty. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? 0 to 10. Zero means definitely not, and 10 means definitely you will.
I probably not. Two.
A two? You're probably not? Okay. Now, will you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you do not care at all who is elected president in 2024? It's a great deal, not at all, a little, not that much.
A little.
Okay, and in November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today. Will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornell West? Or another third party candidate, will you not vote for president? Or are you undecided?
Biden.
How much do you trust each of the following organizations for our created election and information? I have Secretary of State. Do you think that's a great deal? A fair amount? Not that much? Not at all? Or you never heard of them?
Okay, now go again with that. I didn't see broke up.
The Secretary of State. Do you think it's... Mm-hmm. An organization for accurate election for information, election information, the Secretary of State.
Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah.
What do you think about FERCOMP? Do you think it's a great deal? Not at all?
Who now?
FERCOMP? What do you think about FERCOMP?
Farrakhan.
You never heard of him?
Farrakhan, how you spell it?
Fair, F-A-I-R, count, C-O-U-N-T.
I've heard of him. Nothing. I don't really know him.
What do you think about pro-Georgia? Pro-Georgia.
Pro-Georgia?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
What do you think about Pro-Georgia as an organization for accurate election information?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, I'm going to read the question again. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? That's the question. And we started with the Secretary of State. You said it's a great deal.
I don't trust him. No, I trust him. Yeah, not a great deal.
Okay, with the Secretary of State, what do you think about?
Now, what do you want me to answer? On a 10 or what? Scale of 1 to 10?
It's a great deal. It's a fair amount. Not that much. Not at all.
Fair amount.
That's for the Secretary of State. For the FERCON, you don't know about them. Pro-Georgia, what do you think about Pro-Georgia? It's a fair amount, a great deal, not that much, not at all. You never heard of them.
Pro-Georgia. I don't know who that is.
Okay, what do you think about local board of election?
Local
board of election. What do you think about them? Do you trust them?
Fair amount.
What do you think about Fair Fight? Do you trust them?
Fair Fight?
Yes, Fair Fight. Fair Fight.
No, I don't trust.
You don't know. Okay, but what do you think about the New Georgia Project?
No.
Okay, what do you think about the New Georgia Project?
New Georgia Project. I don't know nothing about it.
You don't know nothing about them. What do you think about the People's Agenda? Do you know something about them? Do you trust them?
The who?
People's Agenda.
The who?
People's Agenda.
Fair amount.
Now, the next few questions are for just statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Mother, okay. And do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, or two, lesbian or gay, or three,
straight.
Bisexual, or four, something
straight.
Else.
Okay.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married.
Single, married, okay. And are you parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I have some grandchildren living with me, a couple of my grandchildren. And my granddaughter, actually, my great-grandchildren, little kids.
Are
they
you
live
guardian?
Here. I'm, well, that's...
Are you a guardian for any of these children?
Well, I don't understand the definition of guardian, what that exactly means. But
are
yeah, they live with me.
You're responsible for them? You were, okay.
Somewhat, no. some, not total, but some.
And how will you describe your employment status? Will you say you are full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off?
Retired.
Retired. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all resources before taxes? Your best estimate, it is fine.
About 90,000.
How many?
About 90,000. Whole household.
Right. And finally, we'd like to invite you to become, which is a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like to, your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we would like to offer you, which is a $10 Amazon gift card. We'd like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert.
Yeah, I mean, do I get anything for that?
I have no time,
I don't know.
All right, I'll send over. Do you have an email address? What is the best email for us to send you, which is the gift card?
BMW2.
I'm sorry?
JS. That's BMW2.
BMW. Bravo.
2.
W. The B as in Bravo. M as in Mother. Whiskey. The number 2.
Mm-hmm. J.
S.
Yeah. At. Charter.net.
Can you spell that to me, please?
Charter, C-H-A-R-T-E-R.
Okay. Charter.net. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. BMW2JS at charter.net.
As BMW2JS at charter.net. And how do you prefer to be contacted? Landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Yeah. Cell phone. Well, email's good.
Email, okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I wish you the best. Be safe. Have a good day.
You too, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.